Today's shir is Masechta Bava Kamma Daf Nun, and we will begin on Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amid. We begin in Bezer Hashem Yisbarach to learn the sugyas of Bor. As we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, one of the mazikim that the Torah identifies is Bor, and our sugya now will begin to discuss the various halachas of Bor. Says the Mishnah, Achayfa Bor B'Shus HaYochid, if somebody digs a bar in Shus HaYochid, U'pischoy L'Shus HaRabim, with its opening is to the Shus HaRabim. And as Tosfos explains, the crucial place to look in our Mishnah is where the opening of the bar is. And since here the opening of the bar is in Shus HaRabim, that's why he's certainly Chayif. And as the Pnei Yeshua helps us understand the Mishnah, there are two reasons why this person who built this type of bar should be chayiv. Number one, it's an opening to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so it could cause damage to all the people who are walking the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And it's a bar in my own Rosh Hashanah that I own, and therefore it has all the qualifications to be certainly considered a bar. The next case is a bar Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or Pesach Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Here we refer to a bar that is in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but the opening is in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and as Rashi explains, and we're going to have this concept many times in Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara, it's referring to a situation that I made the opening in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and I then was mafkir the area where the opening is, so people now could walk here, and therefore I'm chayiv because I opened up the bar to apply the bar, and I still own the bar, so therefore we have a situation of a bar that I'm chayiv for. Tosfos also explains that it may be referring to a situation where the opening is in my Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and it's not necessarily referring to a situation that I was mafkar the area to make it into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rather, the opening in my Rosh Hashanah Yochid is right next to the place Rosh Hashanah Rabbim where people walk. And by me making a bar, albeit in my Rosh Hashanah Yochid, in an area where people from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim could easily get hurt there, I'm chayif. And the next case is Rosh Hashanah Yochid or Pesach Rosh Hashanah Yochid Acher. I open up my bar, I had the bar opening in one Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and it's and the opening and the actual bar is another Rosh Hashanah Yochid, he's chayiv. Here too, Rashi explains that it's referring to a situation where I made the bar in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and then I was mafker the area around where the bar opening is, and that is considered a bar. Tosfos quotes the Ri, who says that the case of our Mishnah here is referring to a case where somebody made a bar in his own Rosh Hashanah Yochid and extended it into Shimon's, into his neighbor's Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And the Mishnah is saying that somebody, the person who made this bar, is chayiv. What is the chiddush? Because we might think that it's only considered a bar when I open it up to an area where a rabbin walks. But here I only opened it up to a place where individual walks, and therefore maybe it should not be considered a bar. Teaches us Tosfos that the Mishnah is saying that even if it's an obstacle for one individual, it's already considered a bar. Tan Rabban begins the Gemara by quoting a Braisa. If somebody makes a bar in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, when its opening is in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, chayiv. This is the bar that the Torah refers to. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rekiva Omer, Hifka Rishusoy for Hifka Bayroi. If somebody was mafkir his Rishus, but he wasn't mafkir his bar, it means he made a bar in his Rishus HaYochid. And he went and he then was mafkir the area around the Rishus HaYochid, but he wasn't mafkir the bar. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Zeh Bar HaOmer B'Torah. So as we begin our sugya now, we are learning that there are two types of bar. There's a bar Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and there's a bar Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And the case of Bar Rishus HaYachid will be where the bar is in the Rishus HaYachid, and the person was mafka the area around the opening of the bar, but not the actual bar. And now our Gemara begins by explaining two opinions on how to understand the machlokes of Rishmon or Bekiva. And as the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says, what is behind Rabba and Rabbi Yosef's explanation of this machlokes of Rabbi Kiva Rishmo is that they always have to try to reconcile that our Mishnah should at least be consistent with one of these opinions, either Rabbi Kiva or Rishmo's opinion. Omer Rabba. So Rabba explains Rabbi Kiva and Rishmo's opinions as follows. Rabbar Rishus Rabbim, a bar that's made in Rishus Rabbim, Kulam Loi Pligi de Machayev, is certainly considered a bar. My Tama, Omer Kura, the Torah says, Ki Yiftach the Kiyichra. The Torah speaks about uncovering a bar, and the Torah speaks about digging a bar. And the question is, Ima Psicha Chayiv, if by just uncovering, taking off the lid from a bar, it's considered that you made a bar, Al Kriya Loi Koshkein, certainly digging a bit bar should be considered a bar. Why does the Torah have to teach us both Psicha and Kriya? That the Torah is teaching us that it's already considered a bar, even if you don't own the area of the bar. You just created the bar. That means a bar, Rishus HaRabim, is considered a bar. It's interesting to note that Tosfos quotes a Mechilta that says that this pasuk is the basis for the halacha of Ein Einshim and Adin. And therefore the Torah couldn't just speak about psicha, the Torah also had to speak about kriya, digging, because we can't learn digging from, we can't learn the halacha of digging from the halacha of opening. Obviously Tosfos says after we learn our Gemara, where our Gemara has a different explanation of the psukim, that can't be what the pasuk is teaching us, but says Tosfos that that's what the Mechilta says. And if we try to understand the Mechilta, we could see, says Rabbi Chanan Vassman, how far we take the concept of Ein Einshim and Adin. Because one could think that we would only take the concept of Ein Einshim and Adin to a situation where we need a svara to come up with a halacha. But where a svara is not required, perhaps everybody would agree that Einshim and Adin teaches us the Mechilta, that even in this case, where we're using, where digging and opening really ought to be the same, still, if not that the Torah teaches us explicitly that that is the din, we don't say the halacha of one halacha based on learning it from another halacha. Ella says, Rabbah, what is the machloikis of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? If somebody makes a bar in his own rishus, Rabbi Kiva savar bar b'rishusoy na mechayiv. There's somebody, and again, we always have to remember that the case is that the person made a bar in his rishus, and after he made the bar in his rishus, he was mafker the area around the bar. Bar b'rishusoy. Why does Rabbi Kiva hold that is also considered a bar? The ksib bal habar. The Torah, when it speaks about a bar, says the bal habar. What does bal habar mean? It means the bar, the islay balam kam rachmana. The Torah is speaking about a bar that has owners. That means a bar that's made in the Rishus HaYochid. And the Torah still considers that a bar. Rishmal sova, no. What does the Torah mean when it says Baal HaBar, Baal HaTakola, the one that created the bar. But where is the bar? The bar is in the Rishus HaRabim. So we have here Machloikis, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. If somebody made a bar in the Rishus HaYochid, he was Mafker Rishusoy V'loy Mafker Bayroy. Is that considered a bar or not? Rabbi Kiva, according to Rava, holds it's a bar. Rabbi Shmuel holds it's not a bar. Here we have a very fundamental machlokes rishonim, which we will refer to as we go through the sugya in Mitzvah Hashem. What will be the halacha if hifka rishusai ubayrei? Rashi says, That's a case of Bar Brishus HaRabin. And according to Rav's understanding, everybody agrees that a Bar Brishus HaRabin is considered a Bar. Tosfos, however, disagrees. And Tosfos says that in the case of Mafka Rishusoi Ubayroi, everybody will agree that it's not a Bar. Why shouldn't it be considered a Bar Brishus HaRabin? If he was Mafka Rishusoi Ubayroi, he turned that Eri into Rishus HaRabin. Explains Tosfos. When is it considered a Rishus HaRabim, a Bar Rishus HaRabim? When I dug the bar in the Rishus HaRabim. However, in a case where I dug the bar in a Rishus HaYachid, and only afterwards I was Mafka Rishus HaYubayrai, the Allah will be that that's not considered a bar. Ella, Maizah Bar HaOmer B'Torah Dukam Rabbi Kiva. If Rabbi Kiva, according to Rav's understanding, holds that both a Bar Rishus HaRabim and a bar b'shus ha-yachid is a bar, why does he say that zeh ha-bar? Why does he say regarding the bar b'shus ha-yachid that that is the bar? According to him, a bar b'shus ha-rabim is also a bar. Answers the Gemara, what Rabbi Kiva meant to say was, zeh bar shepasak ba'akosv t'chilu t'shlumim. When the Torah says, ki yiftach ishbar, o ki yich rishbar, v'leich sena, v'nofel shor ha-chamor, Baal HaBar Yishalim. When the Torah speaks about the payment for damages of a bar, it speaks about the bar B'Shus HaYochid. Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yosef has a different way of explaining the machloikus of Rav Yishmael Rav Kiva. He holds, B'Bar B'Shus HaYochid, Kulam Lo Pligi D'Mechayiv. Everybody will agree in a situation where somebody made a bar B'Shus HaYochid, Mafkar Rishusoy V'Loy Mafkar Boroy, everybody will agree that it's a bar. My Tama, Baal HaBar Omer Rachmana. The bar is like Baal Maskinim. Certainly that's considered a bar. Keep Ligi, according to Rabbi Yosef, when is there a machloikah between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? The bar b'shus rabim. Regarding a bar and the b'shus rabim. Rabbi Shmuel Sover, bar b'shus rabim, nami chayiv. He considers that also a bar. The ksiv, because the Torah says, ki yiftach v'chi yichra. And the question is, im apsicha chayiv, if somebody's chayiv just for uncovering a bar, a kriya like koshkei, he certainly ought to be chayiv for digging a bar. Ella, to teach us, shall iske psich v'leske kriya bala. The Torah is teaching us that you don't have to own the bar. If you just dug it or uncover it in the Rishus HaRabim, it's considered a bar. Rabbi Kiva says that's not what this pasuk is coming to teach us. Hanu mitzvah tzrichi. We need the pasuk for another purpose. Dikas rachmani ki yiftach. Had the Torah only said ki yiftach, have men, I would think, pseyach hudasagile b'kisi. That if somebody opened up a bar, it's enough just to cover it. However, kaira, if somebody dug a bar, loisagile b'kisi, it wouldn't be enough to just cover it. At the tomle, you would have, the only way to be considered that you undid the bar is by refilling it. Ask the Masha. We've learned in our Masechta a number of times the concept of Daya Lovim and Adin Liyas Kamida. That we can never learn, something that I learned from something else can never be stricter. So if I would learn the Halach of Kriya, of digging from Psicha, from opening, so by opening it, just covering the lid is enough. Obviously, the Kavachaymer would teach us that covering is enough by Kriya. How could I use a Kavachoymer to say more? Answers the Pnei Yeshua. He says that the Kavachoymer would have taught us that whatever you did, you have to undo. If you uncovered the cover of the bar, you have to cover it. If you dug, you have to refill. That's why, says the Gemara, the Torah had to say that covering, even when one dug a bit, is enough. If, on the other hand, says Rabbi Kiva, because Rachmana Kiyichra, had the Torah only said the words Kiyichra, have a mina kriya hu debay kisui. When you dug a pit, you have to cover it. Mishum d'avin maisa. Since you did something very significant by digging a pit. Avo peseach. If all you did was just opened a pit, opening, the loy avid maisa, that you didn't really do anything significant, you shouldn't even have to cover it, and you should not be responsible. Kamash Malon, that's why even the pasuk teaches us that just opening also brings with it responsibility. So according to Rav Yosef's explanation, Rabbi Shmuel holds a bar is both a bar b'shus Rabin and b'shus Yochid. According to Rekiva, it's only a bar b'shus Yochid. Ask the Gemara now, if according to Rabbi Shmuel, both cases are considered a bar, what did he mean what he said? What did Rabbi Shmuel mean when he said that this is the bar? According to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rav Yosef's interpretation, both cases are considered bar. And says the Gemara, Zer bar, shepasuk ba akos utchil in the zokim. When the Torah speaks about bar, the first example the Torah speaks about is kiyiftach ishbar, kiyichri ishbar, which refers to a bar in the Rishos HaRabim. So we have here a machlaikis Rabbi Shmar Bekiva, and a machlaikis Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, how to understand the machlaikis. According to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rava, everybody will agree that a bar b'shus Rabbim is a bar. A bar b'shus Yochid is the subject of the machlokes. Rabbi Kiva will hold that's also a bar. Rabbi Shmuel holds it's not a bar. And according to Rabbi Yosef, everybody agrees that a bar b'shus Yochid is a bar. According to Rabbi Shmuel, even a bar b'shus Rabbim is a bar. And according to Rabbi Kiva, a bar b'shus Rabbim is not a bar. Meisvei asked the Gemara on Rabbi Yosef explanation of the machloikis. It says in a braisa, hachoif a bar b'shus harabim, or somebody digs a bar b'shus harabim, or pischel or b'shus hayochid, and its opening is to b'shus hayochid potter. It's not considered a bar. V'apish enu shoylas is kain, even though what he did is inappropriate. L'fish enu is n'cholol tach b'shus harabim. It's improper to make a tunnel under the b'shus harabim. Continues the braisa. These are different types of baris, which we'll discuss later in the shir, emet Hashem, and upiskel shus rabim. In this case, he's chayif. V'chayif a baris b'shus hayochid hasmuch shus rabim. If somebody digs a bar in the shus hayochid right next to the shus rabim, kigoyin elu achayif from l'ushin, like those who dig foundations and they excavate into the shus rabim, potter. He's potter for building such, for making such a bar. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Mechayev. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that making an excavation is not acceptable. Achiyasa Mechitza Sara, unless he makes a tent fochim barrier. Achiyachik Bimokim Drikas Ragle Odom, or Mokim Drikas Ragle Behema, or he makes a distance of Arbet Fochim from where people and animals walk. So now the Gemara starts to analyze the Braisa. The last case of the Braisa, it seems, that why is the person potter? Tam delusion. Because he has a special dispensation, because he was making a foundation for his house. And as the Rishonim explained, Chazal were lenient by the building of a, by the making of foundation, because Chazal wanted to encourage people to build houses, and by definition, it's something that's only temporary. Halav lushim, but if it was not for the purpose of digging a foundation, then even though he made the bar in his own Rishus Hayochid, he would be chayif. The first case of the Braisa was is potter. So we have a stira. The first case seems to teach us that a bar b'shus hayochid is potter, and the last case of the braisa seems to indicate that it's chayif. So says the Gemara, Hamani, how are we going to interpret this braisa? So bishlam l'rabba, if we're going to follow Rabba's explanation of the machloikis of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, we'll say that the Reisha follows the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, who according to Rabba, Rabbi Shmuel holds that a bar b'shus hayochid is not a bar. The Sefer represents the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, who holds that a bar b'shus hayochid is a bar. And as the Sefer Taras Chaim points out, even though we typically don't like to explain that one braisa represents the opinion of two different tanoim, here it's not such a concern, because since the braisa is talking about two totally different cases, it isn't such an issue that the one case reflects the opinion of one tana and another case reflects the opinion of another tana. El Rabbi Yosef, but if we're going to follow Rabbi Yosef's explanation of the Machlokes, Bishlam Sefer, the Sefer represents the Rehakol, because everybody according to Rabbi Yosef agrees that a bar b'shus hayochid is a bar. El Reish Shemani, but the Reisha that says that a bar b'shus hayochid is not a bar, according to Rabbi Yosef, everybody holds that a bar b'shus hayochid is a bar. And according to the ratio of this Braisa, everybody agrees that it is a bar. Answers the Gemara, Amalak Rabbi Yosef, Kula de Reakoli. Rabbi Yosef is going to explain that the entire Braisa represents everybody's opinion. For Reisha, and the Reisha is referring to a situation, Shloi Hifkar Loi Rishusa Veloi Bairai. And therefore, since he wasn't Mafka, not the Rishusa, not the bar, that's why it's not considered a bar. But now asks Rashi, obviously, if he wasn't mafkir his rishus or his bar, it's a real rishus hayachid. Why would somebody consider it a bar? Answers Rashi, since the Braisa says that he dug the bar under the rishus harabim, so maybe I would think that that should make it a bar. Teaches us the Braisa, if loy hifka rishusoy, if loy hifka bayrai, it's not a bar. Amar Vashi, from here, actually, the achroinim prove that Rashi is correct, because we quoted a couple of moments ago a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. What is the halacha by hifker rishusoy vehifker bayrai? The Rashi says that it's potter, and Tosfos says that it's chayiv. If the halacha is that hifker Rashi says that it's chayiv, and Tosfos says that it's potter. If the halacha is that hifka rishusoy vehifka bayrai is potter, why don't we explain, as the Pnei Yeshua, that that's the case of the Braisa that says potter? The fact that the Gemara did not offer that answer is a proof that Rashi is correct, that hifka rishusoy vehifka bayrai is chayiv, and that's why the Gemara couldn't give that answer. Amar Vashi, hashtu dekimto l'Rabbi Yosef l'divrei hakol. Now that we were able to explain and that this Braisa, according to Rabbi Yosef, follows the opinion of all Tanoim, L'Rabbi Nami Loi Tukbik Tanoim. Now, let's not make Rabbi any worse, and we will explain it according to Rabbi, also it doesn't represent the Machloikas Tanoim. And Midereisha Bishmo, if the Reisha that says that a bar b'shus hayochid is not a bar, represents the opinion of Rabbi Shmo, Seifa Nami Rabbi Shmo. V'tama de Lushin, and only in the Sefer are you potter, because you're building a foundation. Halav le'ushin, if you weren't excavating a foundation. Kivin the arvuch el'shus rabim, since you go into the shus rabim, it should be considered a bar, because according to Rava, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Shmuel agrees, that a bar b'shus rabim is a bar. And le'ushin is the only exception where you're allowed to go into the shus rabim, and it will not be considered a bar. So the simple explanation of the Gemara, and this is the way the Torah explains the Gemara, it's that it's referring to a bar b'shus harabim, but there's a special dispensation given when one is building a foundation, when one is excavating a foundation, that he's allowed to make a bar somewhat into the b'shus harabim. However, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, and most Paiskim disagree, and it's very relevant la'aloch l'maisa. What would be the din if somebody was building, excavating by his home, and he went into the Rishus HaRabim, and Rachmanon Tzlan, somebody fell into that pit that was dug? It seems that according to the Torah, and that's maybe the simple pshat of the Gemara, you'd be potter, because the Chazal gave a special dispensation when somebody is making a foundation. However, as I said, most Rishonim disagree. And they say, we're speaking here about a very specific case. We're speaking here about a situation where somebody owned this area of the Rishus HaRabim and then gave it over to the Rishus HaRabim. And now, for the period that he wants to excavate his home, he's taking it back for himself. But if this area where he's excavating into, albeit that it's temporary, was an area that was always Rishus HaRabim, certainly, if somebody digs a pit that way, and somebody else, Rachman Tzlan, falls in, he will be chayif. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, there's another braisa. The Braisa says, "Hachayfa bar b'shus hayochid or pesach l'shus rabim." If somebody digs a pit in b'shus hayochid and openings through shus rabim, chayif. B'shus hayochid as smuch l'shus rabim, but if it's b'shus hayochid next to shus rabim, potter. Bishlam l'rabba, according to Rabba, we could explain kula b'shmo that the entire Braisa reflects the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, and that's why by Rishus HaRabim he's Chayiv and by Rishus HaYochid he's Potter. Elor Rabbi Yosef Bishlam HaReisha Rabbi Shmuel, the Reisha represents the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel that since it's the Pischol Rishus HaRabim, Rabbi Shmuel holds above Rishus HaRabim is Chayiv. Elor Seifa that says that it's that if it's Brishus HaYochid, it's Potter, it's Loi Rabbi Shmuel V'Loi Rabbi Kiva, because according to Rabbi Yosef, everybody agrees that a bar Brishus HaYochid is Chayiv. Amloch, B'chai Solution, here we're speaking about a case where the person dug a foundation, V'Divrei Hakol, and as we said before, when somebody's building a foundation, there's a special dispensation that Chazal gave that he would be Potter. Tana Rabbon, says the Braisa, Chofar uPasach uMosel Rabim. If somebody dug a pit in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, opened it up, and then gave it over to the Rabim. Machloikus Rishonim, exactly how this transfer takes place. Some Rishonim say that just by orally, by verbally transferring it, it's enough. Others say that it requires a Maisa Kinyan by giving over the cover of the bar. And in fact, the Mashal says that this Machloikus Rishonim would have relevance to a different question. If an actual act of Kinyan takes place, giving over the lid of the bar, then it would be enough, he says, to give it over to just representatives of the community. If it's going to be done only verbally, which is not actually an act of Kinyan, there the halacha would be that you have to have the entire community there, or the majority of the community. If he dug the pit and he didn't give it over, chayiv. Asked the Rishonim, obviously he's chayiv. He made a pit, Rishus HaRabim. Answered the Rishonim, what the Brice is teaching us is that even though his intention was to give it over to the Rabim, if he didn't give it to the Rabim yet, he will be responsible. Says the Gemara, "V'kem in Hagen shanachon yochayf baris sichin maris." This was what chanan yochayf baris sichin would do. Shaychayf upaisech umaisel rabim. He would dig pits and give it over to the rabbin. K'sham mecham bedaver amru. When Chazal heard about it, they said, "Kim za halachazu." Nachunya followed this halacha. Asked the Gemara, "Halachazu v'suloi? Is this the only halacha he followed?" Ela ema af halachazu. He also followed this halacha. But he certainly followed all the halachas. In fact, the Rambam, based on this, says that this is a appropriate thing to do, to dig a pit for the Rabbim and then give it over to the Rabbim. Tanabon. Since we're speaking about Nechun Yechai Fasichin, the Gemara speaks about it, speaks episodes that happened with him. There was a situation with his daughter. Shanafla Bar Gadol fell into a large pit of water. By Vidya, as a Chanina Bedaisa, they came and notified him. First hour he said nothing to worry about. Shni amalam shalom. So to the second hour. Shlishis in the third hour amalam also. She's fine. And from here we want to point out, we see that a person can survive underwater for 3 hours. Amalam mi'alacha. So they asked her when she came out, who brought you up? Amalahem. Zocha shavacholim desdamli. There was a goat, a male goat, male sheep. The Zakir Echeman Higoy, and it was led by an elderly person. Says Rashi, who was that? It was Avram Avinu leading the Isle of Yitzchak from the Akedah. And the Mefarshim all try to understand what is the connection. One shot that I saw is that we know that Rashi in Chumash tells us that when Avram Avinu had the Malachim come to his house, so Rashi says, whatever Avram Avinu did by himself, his HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for his children in future generations. V'alabaka rotz Avram. Whatever Avram Avinu relied on a shliach, in future generations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do it for Klai Yisrael himself, he did by shlichim. Avram Avinu said, Yukach no matmaim. He didn't bring the water himself. Because Avram Avinu didn't bring the water himself, in future generations, we had to have Nechunya Chayfasichin digging pits of water. Because if Avram Avinu would have dug pits himself, would have brought water himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would always have given us enough water. So it was Avram Avinu who created the situation that we need pits, and therefore Avram Avinu had to come save Nechunya's daughter. Another pshat I saw is that the pasuk says, "Mayofu pamayich bas nodiv b'tishal Avram Avinu." Avram Avinu, we refer to Avram Avinu's children when we go to be oiler regal, and Nechunya made these pits for the people who are going to be oiler regal. Another pshat is, we know that Avram Avinu was the great Baal Chesed, and Nechunya also followed in his ways by doing Chesed for his and making pits for people who needed water as they were being oiler regal. And the last pshat that we're going to quote is that the Mefarshim say that by Avram Avinu we find an interesting concept. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Yitzchak should be taken on Akedah. But when Yitzchak wasn't taken, the aisle was taken in his place. So we see the concept that a gzeira can be transferred from one individual to another individual. So too happened here. There was a gzeira that Nechunya's daughter should die. But what happened was, it was transferred from Avram Avinu, it was transferred from her to someone else. And the Mefarshim say, based on this, that this is the base, the source for a minig that we all are aware of, the minig of kaparis, that we take kaparis during the Seder Shemei Tshuva, Erev Yom Kippur, because the kapara, again, we're transferring, if chas v'shalom, something was supposed to happen to an individual, it should be transferred onto that chicken. Omelahem, so they asked him, how did you know that your daughter would be safe? I'm not a Navi nor the son of a Navi. El Kacha Marti. Something that I tried so hard. I built these pits. Yikosh Bazari, my children should have a problem with it. However, Omer Rab Acha, Ab became Meis B'Nabit Soma. His son did die in thirst. So the Mefarshim asked, how do we understand that? If we just said that his father didn't. Was able to save his daughter, why wasn't he able to save his own son? So some of Farshim say that it's not the exact same. There was the actual pit that he built. So the actual pit that he built, that should be the pit that should be the pit that his daughter should fall into, doesn't seem to make sense. Here we're not talking about the actual pit that he built. Another pshat is, beautiful pshat. The Gemara, the Rishonim say this pshat. We look in the previous words of the Gemara. Kach amarti. Chanunya said, I davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That how could it be that I made this pit, I made water for Klal Yisrael, and my child should die in it. But by the time the story of Nechunya's son came along, Chanunya was no longer alive. So he didn't. The son didn't have his father who could daven on his behalf. And since he didn't have his father who could daven on his behalf, he died. But the next pshat is exactly that the Gemara is anticipating this question. How could this happen? Says the Gemara, Shneva v'svivav nishra ma'oid. Malamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu medadik im svivav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is extremely careful. Afil kechut asara. And he was a tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is especially careful and is very careful with tzaddikim. And Mefarshim give a number of reasons why. The Dubna Magid gives a marshal. He says if somebody comes to a customs checkpoint, so if he comes with a car or whatever full of luggage, so they're going to check him, what do you have here? If somebody just walks by with his not carrying anything, he's not going to be stopped. A tzaddik who comes with so much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu checks, what is it that you're coming with? Another pshat that I saw is that this is really based on what the Nefesh HaChaim says, every act that we do has very serious repercussions. But it makes a difference whose act it is. It's just like in a battle. If a regular soldier makes a mistake, the repercussions of his error are not as significant as the repercussions of an error of the general. A tzaddik is a general. And whatever act we do has repercussions. And therefore these repercussions are much more significant. Another pshat the Sefer Teres Chaim gives is that Rashi says in the beginning of the Torah, Bereishis Bara Elokim, says Rashi, B'tchila Olam B'machshavtai, originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world, but Midas Hadin, Rosh Ein Olam Skaim, he saw that the world can't survive with Midas Hadin, so he included the Midas Harachmin. So ask Mefarshim, so why does the Torah have to teach us that he wanted to keep the Midas Hadin? That he wanted to run the world of Midas Hadin? That's not what he ultimately did. The answer is that he did keep the world somewhat with Midas Hadin. For those that can survive with Midas Hadin. Who are those that can survive with Midas Hadin? Tzadikim. And another pshat is, the purpose of this world is to create Kiddush Hashem. And when even Tzadikim are treated with the Midas Hadin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol doesn't show that he plays favorites, there's a Kiddush Hashem. And that's the purpose of the creation of the world. Omer Reb Chanina, Kolayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatrin Hu, whoever says HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks away from sin, Yivot Tru Chayev, he's putting his life in danger. Shnem HaTzur Tomim Pa'oloi Kichol Drachav Mishpat, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is with Mishpat. And as the Yam Shashloim explains, it's not that we look at a person, all of his actions. Every mitzvah and every avera is taken into consideration, and no avera could be said HaKadosh Baruch Hu disregards. And furthermore, says the Yam Shleima, therefore a person should be careful not to say that if something good Baruch Hashem happens to him, I'm not worthy of it, because if you say so, and you're saying, therefore, an extension of what you're saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't run the world with Midas Hadin, you should never say that. You could say, Baruch Hashem, this good thing happened to me, I had Tzchus Ovis, but never say explicitly that you're not deserving of it. Amrav Khanavi Tamer of Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Ma'i Diksiv Erech Apayim, why does the Pasuk say Erech Apayim in the plural? V'lo Iksiv Erech Af, Erech Apayim LaTzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu delays giving tzaddikim their reward till they come to the Olam Haba, and he delays giving Rishayim their punishment till the Olam Haba for two reasons. Number one is he wants them to get whatever tzchad they deserve in this world, and another pshat is he's hoping that they will do tshuva. Tana Rabbanan, Lo Yisakel Adam Rishus or Rishus Rabbim, a person should not throw stones from his own Rishus to Rishus Rabbim. Ma'is Badam Echad Shoyim Sakel Rishus or Rishus Rabbim. There was a person who was clearing stones from his own Rishus into the Rishus Rabbim. U'matzah Chasa Echad and a Chasid found him. Amalai, and he said to him, Reiko, you empty person. He's called empty, says the Ein Yaakov, because we know that Hillel says that what is the right way to go. What you don't want done, you shouldn't do to someone else. And he didn't follow that. He didn't care about somebody else. And as the Marit explains, he said to him, you're throwing from some place that's not yours to somewhere which is yours. He left at him. Just the opposite. I'm throwing from a place that is mine to the Rishus Rabbim. However, Liyomim, Nitzrach Limkos today, he became impoverished. Now he had to walk in the Rishus Rabbim. He no longer had a Rishus Yochid because he had to sell it. And he tripped on those stones. Amr, and now he commented, Yofa Amr Yoyos Chosid, that Chosid was indeed correct. Why are you throwing stones from someone that's not yours to a place that ultimately is yours? And he from here says, the Ber Moshe, the Shalos HaTshuvos Ber Moshe, we learn a tremendous lesson. We learn from here that the only thing that's really considered ours is something of Ruchnius. Something of Gashmius we can never be sure will remain ours. And that's why he says the halacha is you should never call right on something, this belongs to me. Because nothing really belongs to me. to you for sure. The Ben Yoyada explains this Gemara, that the Gemara should be understood homiletically, that a person, he should, even if a person does Averis, he should be careful that it's bad enough that he's doing Averis, but he shouldn't do Averis in a way that it should be seen in the Rishus Rabbim, and that people should learn from his Averis and then follow. Because then says in the Ben Yoyada, the Gemara is teaching us that even if a person will then do tshuva on the Averis that he did, his tshuva will still not be complete, because he's still held responsible for that people learned from his actions and that they will continue acting in that way. Hachayv bar b'shus rabim, says the Mishnah, if somebody digs a bar in the shus rabim, v'nofel atof a shor chamar fall into that bar, chayiv. He's chayiv to pay for the damages. Echad chayiv bar, siyok ma'ara, charitzim uni'itzim. Chayiv, all these cases are considered a bar. Ask the Gemara, imkei lamanam a bar, if any type of pit is considered a bar, why does the Torah specify a bar? Ma bar sheyesh bo kedei lahamis asar tefachim, a bar can only kill when it's 10 tefachim deep. Av kol sheyesh bo kedei lahamis, it has to have sufficient depth to kill to be chayiv, which is asar tefachim. Hoya pchusim asar tefachim, and therefore if it was less than 10 tefachim deep, the nafal toicha sharach amar v'mes, and an axe or donkey fell in there and died, Potter. He will be Potter because the Rambam says it's considered an oinus. Bemhuzak boy, but if he was injured, chayiv, then he will be chayiv because you don't need a depth of ten tefachim for hezek. Machlok shishonim, is there any amount that you chayiv for hezek? Some rishonim say you can have hezek even with one tefach. Others say that there is a shear for hezek also. Another machlokes rishonim is if there was hezek and then the victim died. Do we say since he died when it was less than 10 tefachim, you're potter entirely? That's the opinion of the Meiri. Other rishonim say that you're potter from the misa, but if there was first a situation of hezek, you will be chayiv. Amar Rav, says Rav, bar shechayiv of Torah, the bar that the Torah says one is chayiv, is lahavloi. It's only because of the foul air that was created, not because of the impact of the fall. Ama, so obviously Rava's opinion, chavata kaka olam hudamazikalai. It's the floor on the ground that you don't own, that and you didn't create, that you might own it, but you didn't create it, that and you're not going to be chayiv for that. So there's a very fundamental machlokes rishonim, how to understand Rav's opinion. One opinion is that a bar, this is the Ramban's opinion, that a definition of a bar is a place, is a mazik that you created. Karka oilam, the ground on the floor, you didn't create, so you didn't make a bar. Hevel, the foul air, you created, and therefore that's the only thing that's considered a bar according to Rav. However, the Ra'ah takes a very different approach. The Ra's approach is that really the chiv of bar being a mazik is a difficult chiv to understand. Because usually a mazik is, the act of hezek is immediate. Here, I make a bar, somebody makes a bar, but the hezek could come much later. And therefore, it perhaps should not be considered a bar, a mazik. The Torah, however, is mechadish, that it is considered a mazik. But so since bar is a chiddush, we have to follow the reasoning of the Torah. And the Torah is only going to consider it a mazik. The Torah is only going to consider it a mazik when the damage is immediate, not if the damage. If the damage comes from the hevel, not if the damage comes from the chavata. Actually, I would like to perhaps suggest that we have to follow both explanation, because each explanation for itself has a difficulty, because we've learned many times in the Masechta that avnei sekinoi masoi, if somebody left a knife, a stone in the Rosh Hashanah, it's considered a bar. But why is it a bar? There's no hevel there. But if we follow the approach that of the Ramban, that anything that I create is considered a bar. Therefore, therefore, even though it's not hevel, but I created this bar, that will be a bar even without hevel. On the other hand, there's another question. If it's only hevel the Rav is considering a bar, so why, even if somebody, Rachman Tzlan, dies in a bar, will Rav say he's chayiv? Why shouldn't we say that perhaps he died from the impact and not from the hevel, and therefore it should be a suffix? And why should we hold the person who created the bar responsible? But if we follow the Oz approach, that it's a gzeiras hakosif, what is a bar? So it's a gzeiras hakosif that even if you created a situation of hevel, and even though it's not only hevel that might have caused the death, it's still considered an act of bar. We could understand why the person who dug such a bar would be chayif. We also would have another question. We spoke earlier in our shir that just opening a pit is considered a bar. So if we follow the Ramban's approach, that by me creating the situation, it's considered a bar, we could understand. By me opening the pit, I made a situation of hevel. But if we're going to say that the hevel was there from before, why would I be chayiv when I didn't dig the bar? I just opened up the lid. So some say, every time the bar is closed and it's opened, the stifler says this, it's considered a new act of creating a bar. But if we follow the approach of the Ra'ah, that the Torah gave specific instructions what is and what isn't a bar, this will fall into the category of a bar. All of a bar is a chiddush. The Torah says that if you open the pit, it's considered like you made the hevel, even though there was a pit there previously. The Shmuel Ava holds a havloi for koshke l'chaftoi. You chai for the bad air, and you also chai for the impact. Vim taima, if you'll suggest l'chaftoi amr Torah v'loi l'chavloi, you may be only chai for impact and not for hevel. Says the Gemara, Torah hid al a bar. The Torah says a bar even when it's full of soft wool. Now when it's full of soft wool, obviously there's no concern of chavata, there's only concern of hevel. My benai, what's the practical nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel? Ik benai the ovid gavi brishas rabim. If somebody put up a high thing in the brishas rabim, and then an animal jumped off from that thing, l'rav agoy v'loy mechayiv, because there's no hevel here. The Shmuel, agav v'nam mechayiv, because there is chavota here. And again, the Rishonim say, the Rav will agree that if somebody built it, and an animal collided into this goiva, so it's like avnis kinem asoy. It's a bar that you created, and you would be chayiv. My tam the Rav, what is the basis of Rav's opinion? Dama krav nofel. Achip al derech nefila. The Torah says, you only chai when you fall head first. That's when there's hevel, because the animal absorbs that foul air. Shmuel says nefil kaldu mashma. Any type of falling, even if the animal gets killed because of impact, is considered bar. Tanan imkein lama namibar. We learned in our Mishnah, what did the Torah say? Bar. Ma bar sheish bekedei laham sasarat fachim. Av kol sheish bekedei laham sasarat fachim. Is considered a bar. So Bishlam L'Shmuel Afkol is coming to teach us Goiva, that too is considered a bar. El L'Rav Afkol L'Suyamai, according to Rav, we just said that Goiva is not considered a bar. What does the Mishnah come to teach us with the words Afkol? L'Suyi Charitzev Aneitzim, pits that are squared off or look like a wedge. Ask the Gemara, our Mishnah explicitly mentions these type of bar. Answers the Gemara, Tani. First, the Mishnah used the words afkol, and then Vaad Mefarish, what it meant. Ask the Gemara, Vahani Kula Tani Lamali, why did the Mishnah have to list all these different types of bar? Sricha. Ditana bar, if we only would have said a bar, have mean a bar as Sora, who this behavla. A bar that has 10 tefachim has foul ear. Shun the cotton v'kricha. It's small and round, so that's where the air stagnates in it. Ava siach d'aruch, a ditch which is long and therefore more spacious. Eimu basar less behavla. Maybe with 10 tefachim there isn't hevel there. Vita nasich, and if we would speak the halacha about a ditch, have min a sich asara who this behavla. By a sich that's 10 tefachim deep, that's where you have hevel. Shum the cotton. Because although it's long, it's narrow. Ava ma'ara de marba. A mara which is squared off, and therefore has more circulation. Eimu basar less behavla. That by 10 tefachim doesn't have hevel. If we were to learn the halacha mara, havmina ma'ar basar who dispei havla. Mara, when it's 10 tefachim deep, has hevel. Meshunda metalala, because it has a covering on it, so the air can't escape. Ava charitzin de la metalali, squared off pits, which don't have a cover. Eimu basar less behavla, it doesn't have hevel when it's only 10 tefachim deep. Vitana charitzin, if we would have spoken about squared off pits, have mina charitzim asar who this by havla. That's when it has hevel when it's 10 tefachim deep. Mishum de lespa revichim al el tfeim tatoi. It's not wider on top than on bottom. Avan neitzim de revichim al el tfeim tatoi. Neitzim which are wider on top than on bottom. Eima basar less by havla. Maybe by 10 tefachim and it has no hevel. Kamashmalan, that neitzim also have hevel. And the Rishonim point out, so the Mishnah should have just mentioned Neitzim, and once we would have learned Neitzim is considered a bor. Certainly all the other cases are bor. Why does the Mishnah have to mention all the other cases? Answer the Rishonim. Because if the Mishnah would have mentioned only Neitzim, that has all of these reasons, that it, as the Gemara just explained, that it doesn't have Hevel, we would think that Neitzim need 10 tefachim for it to be considered a bor. But other borers, even when they're less than 10 tefachim deep, should be considered a bar, sheyesh by kedei lahamis, teaches us the Mishnah, then all of the cases that were mentioned in the Mishnah, a bar is only a bar, is a bar, a bar is a bar when it's 10 tefachim deep.